www.thebeatonline.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Now, I have heard it said before that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have in you hate the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Is that true? Well, we're about to find that out. Is that a calling good evil and evil good? What about reputations? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. By the way, the pretty little princess, yes, she is my wife. I had somebody today ask me the question, Bradley, so who is the pretty little princess? And then he asked me the question. He said, aren't you married? I said, well, I just happen to be married to the pretty little princess, but we're trying to keep it on a different plateau, a professional plateau.
That's right.
Yes, it's my wife. He goes, well, she really gets in there. I know. I said, that's why I have her there, because she's involved with what's going on in this ministry, namely the Sons of Liberty. So, yes, the pretty little princess is my wife. And
it'd be kind of odd if you were calling another woman a pretty little princess.
That's what he was saying. Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Okay,
so he's like,
you.
Dude, you know, you're a Christian man, and you're talking about this pretty little princess, and then you're married? Yeah, I happen to be married to the pretty little princess.
That makes sense.
Hey, just saying, okay, friends. By the way, you know her as Stephanie Joy. We got to get a camera on you, Stephanie, so everybody can see
if
you are a pretty little princess.
That's right. Our ratings would just
skyrocket?
Okay. Or plummet. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either, but I think
You're supposed to say skyrocket.
I'm trying to wait for you to fill in the blanks, so it's not me saying something that I shouldn't be saying.
Well, it can't really be me saying something neither, because if I say they skyrocket...
Well, I'm the one introducing you as the pretty little princess. So
yes,
you better be pretty, and you better be little.
You got to go to the radio.
Okay, so
website.
Now as far as you being pretty and you being little, that is not up to me to do or to decide. That's up to you.
That's true.
So what we need to do is get a camera on her so they can decide. What do you think? You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check her out online. Keep in mind, she is my wife. Don't be
check
funny.
Her out as yeah. in see who she is.
Yeah. Of course. You
mm-hmm.
know, you know, oftentimes people say stuff and they are looking at me like, Bradley, what did you mean by that? I'm not even thinking,
right.
What did you mean
mm-hmm.
by that?
Right.
My mind isn't filthy like that.
Right.
It didn't make some sort of
that
innuendo.
Correlation.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going there. So, Chase, how do people actually go online for the live stream? And if we can get it to the past the first point, then maybe we can get it past the second point so there can be a camera on.
How can there be a
the
double
pretty little princess?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay, so how do people actually get uploaded with the live stream?
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yes.
Go to the shop section and become a son or daughter of liberty. If you are a monthly sponsor, you have every right to tap into the 6 days a week live video stream that goes along with
it's
the
accessible.
Radio program. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Totally.
That's very cool. So, Stephanie?
Yes.
You're on the hot seat.
I'm on the hot seat.
So I introduce you as the pretty little princess.
That's right.
You get the point, so you better be pretty and you better be little.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay, so we're going to get that camera on you
gotta
soon enough.
Work out a little bit more on that old elliptical.
Well, we'll see what happens here. Okay. But I did get you the elliptical.
That's true. Right?
That thing looks spanking brand new.
It looks very nice, but it's not brand new.
Okay, but it looks really super nice.
I take good care.
Like never everybody been used really nice.
No.
I get what you're saying.
I already heard what you were saying.
Okay,
that's why
okay.
I said it looks nice because I take care
raising
of it.
I'm not a
bar.
I'm not a that's exactly right. I'm not a diplomatic guy. I'm just raising the bar and I'm waiting for you to fill in the blanks.
That workout over 2 miles was pretty good, not last night, but the night before.
I noticed there's enough dust on it that I can actually write certain words.
Oh,
on the
that's
side of that
not true.
Wall. Okay. Anyways, friends, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, as well as can you go over to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, two different pages, one personal, one fan page. Check them out. Both of them, like them if you do, like them if you don't. Phone lines are accessible as well, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, why do we got a phone call already? I haven't even given the number. We got some diehard
listeners. That's right. They're just like waiting for us to get online to talk to
us. Friends, if you'd like to check me out on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. Again, thank you for the response. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. And this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our blank little
princess?
Right.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God, as we always say at the Sons of Liberty. Now, before we continue on with the show, I want to go ahead and bring forth our product of the week. And this week, it's Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. This book contains two historical reprints that founder Noah Webster wrote to enlighten the minds, quote, enlighten the minds of youth in religious and moral principles and restrain some of the common vices of our country. Now, even Noah Webster was thinking of our youth back in the day, and we need to do the same thing here today. Now, the nice thing about this book, it touches on a series of questions such as honesty, generosity, gratitude, and more, written originally for the youth, but it's great and very invaluable for today of all ages. And the nice thing about it is it's only 53 pages long. Sometimes youngsters say, the book's too thick, it looks too hard, I don't want to read it. This is great, and who better to give some great advice other than Noah Webster? So if you'd like to go ahead and order, you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. This book is a $7 donation, but since it's such a great deal already, monthly sponsors, instead of getting your regular 25% off, you will get a free You Can Run International Baseball cap with your order.
And it's good stuff, too.
Very
quality
good
stuff, yeah.
Quality, nice stitching. It's very nice. And also, still going on for the month of March, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you'll receive a free Sons of Liberty T-shirt. So not only do you get to watch Mr. Bradley Dean live 6 days a week, but you also get a free T-shirt to boot.
Did you see how she just diverted that, friend?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing gestures.
Off
you can see
of herself
my,
you and can see, on to moi.
That's right. Well, right now they can see you. We'll see about seeing me later. But I wanted to give a few quotes about victory. So often, it's easy to get bogged down with
defeatism.
Such depressing news. How are we going to overcome this?
Oh, the Lord's on the throne.
Exactly. You just get bombarded. But you know what? There is victory in our path as long as we trust God. One man with God is a majority.
Yes.
The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? With God, we can do this thing.
I want to interject something.
Go ahead.
It also says in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and with and lean not to thine own understanding, right? And in all thy ways acknowledge him and direct, he will direct your paths. Mm-hmm. And I've often thought about that is, do we just fleece God? Or does he specifically answer our prayers? And are we to expect what we pray for? I'll answer that right when we come back. Friends, we're also going to talk about, you know what, labeling the righteous as evil and evil as righteous. You know, like the George Washingtons, the Eric Liddells, the Martin Luther Kings, the Benedict Arnolds, the Ben Franklins, Jesus Christ himself, David, Elijah, so on and so forth. Why were they always hated by the world when, in fact, they were the righteous?
That's right.
Let's get it into perspective. I love this train of thought. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Steph just brought a provocative thought to my mind, and this is what came to my aid. The first thing I thought of was, you know how Scripture says in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
I often thought about, is that just a fleece, or does God actually answer in specifics? Does He give specific answers to specific requests? And I started to think about it because when you go to Matthew 21, real quick, in all things Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask for in prayer, believing you shall receive. And I thought, wait a second. Matthew 7 says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And I thought, wait a second. Then He answers my objection, my question. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone?
That's great.
So God has given him exactly what he's asking for. And then He goes on, or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? And in other books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, He talks about the Holy Ghost being given unto them, and all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus that are given unto us. I remember this, just to kind of clarify. I understand exactly what I'm saying, line upon line, precept upon precept, but I want the natural man to understand as well. I remember one time I was with an older man of God. He was in his 80s, and I was just a young punk in the things of God, and I still am. But more experience and more scars to show. And he had asked me, he goes, what is it that you're asking for from the Lord? And I told him what I wanted. And I was very specific about it. I said, I want to get married. I want a brunette. I want this, that, and the other thing. And he stopped me right in the middle. He said, wait a second. He said, son, those are the Lord's desires, not yours. So lo and behold, I ask for a wife. I ask for a brunette, and I'm married to a blonde. Right. See, really what it comes down to is which ones are the Lord's desires,
right,
and which ones are mine. I need to get out of the way, right, in my asking.
Here's so what you were asking for was what you wanted.
I wanted
your
to
desires.
Fulfill my lusts.
That's
back
right
in the day.
And He's saying, listen, those are your desires, son. You want the Lord's desires for you, not for your own desires for yourself.
Yes.
Right.
And so the other day, my wife is actually upstairs with me and my boys playing this video of her during her graduation ceremonial. And I looked at my wife after I watched that, and I said, I want her back.
Wow. And did we really go there?
But the point is this, that God knows how to give you better than what you know how to ask for. He said he will answer exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in him. So I asked, I got a specific answer, just the wrong color of hair.
Right.
And that was the difference.
That's exactly right. You know, we talk about that in the schools, too. We do the class with the girls. We can say, now, I want you to write down everything that you want for qualities and characteristics in your future husband. I'm talking about, you know, inward qualities, not, you know, I want a six-inch bicep, I want dark blonde
hair. Six-inch bicep?
You know, like big muscles. Get it?
Okay, I was just...
Dark blonde hair?
Dark blonde hair. Yes.
Dark hair, blonde hair, whatever. Yes. There are things that you can think in the natural that, listen, I would like this. But you know what? A lot of times what the Lord has for you is completely different than what you think in
the
natural.
God will never bless you with anything that will take you away from him.
That's right. Exactly. You know what? That's right. Because as you're going along the road of life, you're serving the Lord, you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. If some man or woman comes up right alongside you as his or her eyes are fixed upon the author and the finisher of your faith, and you're walking along the same path, then you know what? Introduce yourself.
That's right. Now let me make one more point. So I'm on Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, because I know people ask the question with this all the time, and I want to fill in the blank. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a fleece, but God is not asking you to give him a fleece. It's like this, my friends. If I order something via email, let me just say I go online and I order something from California.
Right.
Okay, I know that what I ordered in specifics is coming. I just don't need to know how it's going to get to me.
That's a great analogy.
And that's exactly how God answers his prayers. And it doesn't always mean you're going to get it right away. Sometimes he actually causes you to stay in the fire, to burn off the chaff, to bring forth the gold before he actually gives you what you're asking
him
for.
That's right. And you know what? Another point to make, too, is I remember one time I was teaching a class and this younger boy was giving me an example. I think it was Amy Carmichael or someone. They were praying to the Lord that the Lord would change her eye color. She was from brown eyes to blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she woke up the next morning, and of course, she still had brown eyes. They didn't get changed to blue eyes.
Yeah.
And so she didn't get her prayers answered, but then she thought, you know what? No is an answer, too. Sometimes when we ask the Lord, we say, Lord, can I have this or can I have that? Sometimes the answer will be no.
Well, a lot of times people ask for God's place.
Exactly.
And it's idolatry.
Right.
They are asking for God's hand, not his heart.
And something that will take them away from the Lord.
And you see so many people in this country today that are mad at God because God didn't give them something that would have taken his place. No, God loves you so much and he's so jealous over you that he will not allow anybody else to sit on his throne, friends.
That's exactly right.
So let's put it into perspective. And whatsoever we ask, 1 John 3, and I finish with this, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Okay, so when we say that, well, that sounds like there's a tinge of works mixed in with grace. No, I want you to understand me. Always understand this. First of all, law is given by God because he loves. Law does not disannul grace. Grace fulfills law, just like law and love are one of the same. God gave his law because he loves. And what is this? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you is the fulfilling of the law.
Yeah, okay? I got a great
hang
analogy.
On a second.
Okay.
Romans 13. I also want to say this, friends. The things that I talk about, I don't talk out of line. If I don't understand what I'm saying, I'm not going to bring it forth. If I haven't heard it, and if I haven't seen it, and I haven't partaken with it, I'm not going to say anything about it because I would be a hypocrite just like everybody else. I am a partaker. That is the testimony of prophecy, is the very gift of prophecy, my friends, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I want to say this, and I end with this. I don't do the things that I do, friends, to get saved. I do the things that I do because I am saved, saith the Word, because Scripture tells me to he who hath the Son hath life, and the Holy Ghost will bear witness to that life. He will not bear witness to a lie. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. If you don't understand the relative positions of law and grace, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, there's a great book out there called Doctrine of Law and Grace by John Bunyan, if you want to get a little
Pilgrim's
more information
Progress.
On that. Yeah, the same man who wrote Pilgrim's Progress. But a couple thoughts to what you were saying. It's kind of like when you were talking about, you said it sounds like there's a tinge of works in there. It's kind of like this. If you love your mother and your mother asks you to do a bunch of chores or a bunch of different things, you will do that not because of works, because you have to. Your heart and motivation should be, well, I love my mom, so therefore I'm going to obey her commands. Yeah. Just like with the Lord. If the Lord gives us commands, we don't have to obey because, well, if we don't, we're going to go to hell. We better certainly obey. No, we look at the Lord and say, we see what you did for us on the cross and that sacrifice. Yeah. Because I love you so much, because I realize what you did for me, I want to obey
and
you.
And it's not a fallen carnal love, friends. It's a resurrected holy love in
That's
Christ.
Exactly right. And another thing going along with your prayer, when you're talking about prayer, it's such a great point, too, to build your faith, because if you just say, Lord, thank you for this, general blankets on everything.
Yep.
If you don't ask in specifics, first of all, you're not going to get specific answers. But what a great way to increase and build your faith is, Lord, I've been praying about this for months and months, this specific thing, and wow, I got my answer specifically back from you.
Yeah.
That builds your faith in saying, yes, the Lord hears me. Yes, he's answering mm-hmm. my prayers. It only builds your faith to ask in specifics and have him give you your answers in specifics.
And keep in mind, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him,
right.
said Martin Luther. So God knows best, and he really is in every little detail of your life, my friends. Now, friends, what I want to do is I want to jump over here, and I want to talk about discernment. And this is a great topic. It's a way that we don't think. You know, on the way down to Planet Minneapolis this morning from where I live, I had to go meet with an individual, and I was listening to Fox News for a minute. And I just go there. It's probably the first time I've listened to him, probably the second time in a month that I've listened to him. And I was listening to Barack Hussein Obama again, and I despise the individual. He doesn't know how to tell the truth, and what he says, he does the exact opposite. For example, if he gives you an affirmative, rest assured what he's doing the exact opposite. If he gives you a negative, rest assured, my friends, he is promoting it. And that's how this man operates. He is so deceived in everything that he does and says. But it's interesting. He sounded like a nice guy.
They
you know, the state-run media will put him up as a good guy.
That's right.
You know, they're never going to pull the mud. They're never pull the mask off of this criminal. But the fact of the matter is why is it that the world looks at him like, well, you know, he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Until we pull the mask off him and judge him by his fruit. For example, when we look at Barack Hussein Obama, well, you know, he loves children so much that he's advocated the murder of innocent babies in the womb over 242 times. Did you know that? Is the fruit of this man make him a good man? Why, absolutely not. It is not. And when we begin to look at what's going on with this administration almost every step of the way, people have to put this individual and his administration in the light of Scripture to understand there's nothing but evil and wickedness and darkness around this administration every step of the way. So why is it that when we look at the George Washingtons of the world, why do we get a tainted image of who he is? Well, let's go look at the fruit on the tree, namely George Washington, and let's see what the modern versionists have done and revisionists have done with this man. But I want to set the record straight.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. What about George Washington, the first president of the United States? Well, he was called a deist by the revisionist, of course. Well, what is a deist? In dictionaries like Webster's, Funk, and Wagnall's Century and others, the words agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe there is no God to those who believe in a distant, impersonal creator of the universe to those who believe that there is, well, no of God and if God exists.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let me say this. Hey, guys, when you have kids, you just have nothing to do with them. Would you do that? That's what these revisionists are trying to get you to believe.
That's great.
That George Washington believed in. Now, here's their nonsense, friends. So if we go to the founders, and does this fit the definition as a deist, can we tag that to the sleeve of George Washington? I just want to simply say this, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, almost half of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, that being 24 of the 56 signers, had what today would be considered seminary or Bible school degrees. We'll talk about this on a different show, but it is second to none, friends, the information. There is no denying our existence, why we are where we're at today, and did God shed his grace upon us through his son, Jesus Christ? No question about it, just looking at your national landmarks. So let's go over and let's check the fruit of George Washington, the first president of the United States. Again, remember, the modern-day revisionists are trying to get you to believe that he was a deist. George Washington was the guy, the man, that said morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. By the way, this was found in George Washington's farewell address, which used to be read virtually in every classroom throughout the United States all the way up until 1962. So when we go to the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30th, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, sit down, friends, you ready for this? No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States of America. So he's acknowledging the hand of God.
Yeah.
A deist doesn't do that. Every step, said George Washington, by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. You mean, so like, God is intervening. He's interposing at every turn. He goes on, you will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can more auspiciously commence.
You know, it reminds me of the story of George Washington when he was in battle and the Indians that were all firing on him. You're going there?
A deist.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
You're jumping the gun here. I'm going to bring you to another. Well, let's go to another timeline concerning President George Washington. The revisionists and the professors, my friends, would have you believe that he was a deist. Well, let's go over to the fruit of George Washington. So during the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. And after 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops, well, they had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Now, this is what's interesting, speaking of George Washington. Of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. This reminds me of when King David said that the Lord gave commandments to save him.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. Several horses had been shot from under George Washington, but he had not been harmed. A deist, huh? You know what he told his family? Here's a good smackdown for the foolish in America, to those that believe the revisionists, and to the revisionists themselves. George Washington told his family, in response to the stupidity being thrown on, well, a man from the past who died in 1799, President George Washington, he stated to his family, by the all-powerful dispensations of providence, I have been protected and protected beyond all human probability or expectation. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at him, Washington, 17 different times without effects, friends. You mean God is his shield and his buckler?
Amen.
Wow, man, this sounds like scripture to me. We serve a living God, friends, not a dead God. And by the way, Jesus Christ is not on the cross anymore. Just ask the enemies of Christianity. I go on. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, this chief said, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington because of the 17 shots taken. They were all without effect. So quit shooting at that man over there.
So even he recognized
that. That's right. The chief told him. He told Washington, I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven who can never die in battle.
That is amazing.
You know what? I could stop the show right now.
I know.
There's an anointing and the Holy Ghost is on, friends, just to expose the foolishness. But here again, we get people believing, you know, in college, you know, those kids, they just know everything. Friends, they know absolutely nothing.
That's
They've been stupefied. They've been indoctrinated by a bunch of senseless idiots. And if that's not the case, get your professor to call 1-866-233-0747. Have them give us a call. We'll use a little common sense because we know, as James Madison rightly said, philosophy is big words with common sense meaning, and I guarantee you I can get one of these guys by the Spirit of God to no gainsay, and not only that, my friends, but also bring them to a position where they don't even understand the big words that they use, and I can bring forth understanding by the simplicity, because if we keep in mind, friends, heaven always used the child as a model for heaven. Why? Because big words with common sense meaning are really what they like to use, but they can't tell you and they can't explain what they don't understand. And rest assured, friends, they don't get it.
I think the Bible is just too simple and has too much common sense for them. As the Bible says in Psalm 14:1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God.
Oh, I've heard that. You know, what are you calling me names? No. It's really true.
That's what the Bible says.
It's really true. Let's go to the next guy, Martin Luther. Now, let's go back to George Washington really quick. I'm sorry. Why do people have a tainted understanding of the character of George Washington? Because you're falling into line with what was said, if you're not careful, the newspapers or the professors or the schools of today in America will have you hating the people who are actually being lied about and loving the people who are doing the lying.
That's right.
I just rewrote it there for you.
Let's and like go. You said, even too, in the beginning of the program, you're talking about listening to Barack Obama. He comes across as so nice. And you look at, I remember watching
cool
Bill
hand
Clinton.
Luke.
I remember
cool
watching.
Cool hand Luke.
That's right. I remember watching Bill Clinton one time on TV. He was doing an interview, and I said, boy, he's the kind of guy that I would want for my dad if you didn't know what was behind him. That's why Jesus said, you know a man by his fruits. And when you're even
and
looking,
he makes his ministers as what?
Flames of fire.
No. I'm talking about Satan.
Satan, oh, yeah, he disguises them.
Exactly. How does he do that? As ministers of righteousness. That means you have to judge a man by his fruit, because if you take him for face value, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be wrong about that individual, because I have not met a politician yet that I haven't thought, what a cool guy,
exactly.
But what a snake.
Exactly. And you know, I've got the scripture right here. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, and no marvel, for Satan
That's
himself
right.
is transformed into an angel of light.
That's right. Let's go to Martin Luther King. You know that communist, friends? Now, I got to let you know, too, firsthand, I've spent a lot of time with people that were actually, well, I spent some time with Andrew Young, the mayor from Atlanta, spent 3 hours with him, talking about his firsthand experiences on the front lines with Martin Luther King Jr. During the civil rights movement. Interestingly enough, he had honored me, and he said, you know what, Martin Luther King would have really liked you, Bradley. And yeah. I thought, I did take that,
as
a compliment. That
Definitely.
Was very cool that he said that, and I appreciate it still. But I asked personally Sam Kyle, Roger Wilkins, who was a part of the DOJ at the time, what was Martin like? Was what the state-run media, by actually attempting to demonize him and polarize him at every turn, was it true? And every single one of them told me what J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI, my friends, was always badgering Martin Luther King. They said he had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. Why? Because he was threatened by his prophetic authority. And so in saying that, I found out firsthand what was Martin really like. But, you know, the people in America today, they get a taste in their mouth if they haven't done their due diligence. Well, Martin Luther King, I heard he was like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. There's nothing that could be further from the truth, my
comparison.
Friend. These two harlotins, these reverends of the enemy of America, are nothing like Martin Luther King. But we know that when Martin Luther King was alive, J. Edgar Hoover kept putting reports out there that Martin Luther King, and by the way, he was the one, the director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, was the one that was actually directly responsible for the attacks that were coming back on Martin Luther King Jr., that he was a communist.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said? Who did that come from? I didn't know that that was the director of the FBI's job.
Right.
Wow. I mean, to go out and demonize those that are actually fighting for a poor people's campaign.
It's so interesting, too, because we have an interview. It's a kind of a rare interview of Martin Luther King Jr. answering that question. Are you a communist? He said, I'm not a communist. I think you'll find that a lot of Baptist ministers are not communists. And he answered it.
The truth.
Exactly. He answered it to a T. And so it doesn't matter if you've got every source in America. It's kind of like this. If you've got Jesus Christ and everyone says he's like this and he's like that and he's like this, but you read his word and you see what he actually says, what everybody else says doesn't matter.
Well, scripture did tell us that some people believe that he was a good man.
That's right.
Others believe that he deceived the people.
That's right.
Hello.
Exactly. And the point with Martin Luther King is we have him answering this question himself, saying that he is not a communist in his totally eloquent way of speaking that he did so well. And so other people might say, well, he's a communist, he's this and that. Listen, we got it straight from the horse's mouth. He said exactly who he was.
Right. Well, the problem is that you have a carnal nation trying to figure out a spiritual man.
That's exactly right.
And when
That's
you don't
point.
Understand the spirituality of what God... See, Jesus was hated for his love. Elijah was hated for his love. David was hated for his love. Christians are hated for their love. And yet we have modern-day preachers today having people loving on Jesus, when in fact they said, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, and if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why did they hate you, Jesus? Because he always told the truth. So friends, we're talking about righteous men, and we're getting our discerners.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially,
We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right. Bradley Dean truly is a prophet, foretelling the truth to a hurting, decaying nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 1-866-233-0747, talking about Martin Luther King and using discernment, friends, and judging men by their fruit, not by what men say. Martin Luther King was called a communist, and keep in mind again, my friends, that it was J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that was demonizing him and doing a media smear campaign on Martin constantly. I didn't know that was his job. He was accused of being a communist, and Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of a communist, friends. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This one's interesting. His name is Eric Liddell, Little, whatever you want to say, L-I-D-D-E-L-L. Over in England, they'd probably say Liddell. In America, Steph would say Little.
Okay? Little.
Okay. Over 75 years ago, a remarkable man did a remarkable thing. Eric Liddell, Little. Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled. Now, he was a part of the Paris Olympics in 1924, and he refused to run a heat because that heat, those Olympic Games, fell on the Sabbath day. And he would not fight or violate the Sabbath day. He would not be found to fight against God in his commandments.
Right.
So, but what did the people of the country label Mr.
Eric Little?
All right. Because he obeyed God, they labeled him as a traitor. They called him a traitor. As we know from the Academy Award-winning film Chariots of Fire, Little managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter race, for which he had not trained. And later in the week, Little won that race and was showered with Olympic glory.
Wow.
Okay? Instead of cashing in, Little turned his back on fame and fortune and followed in his parents' footsteps, becoming a missionary in China. a Christian missionary where his most powerful contributions to God and to his fellow humans were made.
You know, what's interesting, too, is he grew up in a missionary's family. His parents were missionaries to China. When he was very young, I want to say maybe he was 6, his brother was 7 or 7 and 8, they actually left them at a boarding school in England, and the parents went back to do their missionary work. Even when he grew up and he became missionary himself, he has spent years away from his wife at a time to do the Lord's work. Yeah. So he really sacrificed.
There is a cost to love.
Exactly. Yeah. He really sacrificed for the call. And
so because he would not disobey God, mm-hmm. the people of his own country friends labeled him as a traitor.
Isn't that something?
Well, that's what you deal with when you take a stand without fail. I mean, look at any man of God in the Bible. They always got in trouble for doing what God called them to do for the most part.
Instead of his countrymen saying, wow, what a great example of a Christian man. He won't even run on the Sabbath to disobey God's commands. They say, listen, it's country first and then God.
Yes, but see, when God
honored him.
That's right. When God was honored by Mr. Little, God honored Mr. Little for doing the right thing.
Can you imagine? And that's a pretty big feat if you think about it, because if he was training for the 100 meters, to go from 100 meters to 400 meters when you're not used to running, you know, short, any person who runs track will tell you that a short distance is very different, a short distance runner than a long distance runner.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're going from a 100 meter to a 400 meter, that's a pretty big jump to be able to say, cold turkey, I'm just going to jump and win this race. You have to know the Lord was with him.
We know the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And we're talking about judging a man by his fruit, not taking him for face value or what the masses of the people have or what they have to say about a certain individual. Let's go to Benedict Arnold, because everybody thought Benedict Arnold was a great man.
This
is how he was portrayed, friends. Everybody thought he was a patriot, yet when he was exposed, he was found out to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. In July 1780, Arnold sought and obtained command of the fort at West Point. He had already begun a year-long correspondence with, listen to the name, General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regiment. Benedict Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for $3 million U.S. dollars back in the 1780s. Which would be equivalent to $3 million U.S. dollars today. And a brigadier's commission. He chose West Point for its strategic importance, and the Americans had been using its positions to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting them with British forces in Canada, a move that would have split the north from the south.
That's right.
And his plans were thwarted when Andre was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold.
Oh,
by the way, they were Andre was actually hanged to death.
Mm-hmm.
Andre was also carrying documents that disclosed the plot and which incriminated Benedict Arnold. Andre was later hanged as a spy.
Can you imagine?
But yet again, the people in this country thought Benedict Arnold was the people's man.
I know.
Yeah.
Even from the perspective of George Washington, you have sacrificed, you see your men sacrifice, you have given up so much, you have a trusted, you know, man that you're working with, you
There's
put him
no
in a
worse
key
man.
Position, and then all of a sudden you find out he's a traitor. What
There's a
blow.
Judas in every camp,
that's
it seems
right.
like.
It, that's so true.
And they love to kiss the people before they portray him, don't they?
That's
Just
exactly
like politicians
right.
do. What about Ben Franklin? We'll finish on Ben Franklin today, and we'll pick this up
I like
tomorrow.
This train of thought.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great... it exercises your discernment in every aspect. Ben Franklin, what of Ben Franklin? One of the least religious signers of our Constitution, or we're told that he's one of the least religious signers. Who told us that?
I don't. People always say they.
That's right.
You know, they do this and they do that. Who is the
Well, this
they?
Is what I heard.
You know, that would be a great article.
Go to
Who
the person
they?
That you heard it from and ask them what they had to say.
Right.
And confirm the source.
Right.
Why is it that when a man actually says something, he's the last one to be confronted with it? Everybody
right.
else runs with what they heard him
That's
or
right.
what they thought they heard him say.
I think it's because people are too cowardice to face-to-face a man and say, hey, did you say this? Oh, I heard this thing. Everyone can talk about you behind your back, but they don't go directly to you.
Well, let's talk about the least religious signer, or one of the least religious signers of our Constitution. As the governor of Pennsylvania, he issued statewide prayer proclamations. He recommended Christianity in public schools. He was a financial supporter of one of the great awakening preachers. Friends, you probably know the name, George Whitefield.
Mm-hmm,
Does that sound like a Well, you know, the guy that's just trying to get up.
He sounds like he's more Christian.
Merit.
He sounds like he's more Christian than a lot of the quote-unquote professed Christians
of today.
I would
say so.
Ben Franklin boosted church attendance. He also called for chaplains and daily prayer conventions. Oh, and by the way, friends, did I forget to tell you that Ben Franklin also set up the foundation of this country? An atheist is unknown in the United States, and how contrary to the mind that's at enmity with God today.
That's exactly right.
So who told you that, friends?
These
are the same people telling your kids this in public schools. It's now digressed another level to actually teach your kids that they came from monkeys. Wow. And then we wonder why they act like a bunch of monkeys. But, friends, what we're doing is we're talking about judging a tree by its fruit.
You know, I got a great quote by Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Here is my creed." He's a signer of the Declaration of Independence of the United States Constitution. He said, "Here is my creed. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe, that he governs it by his providence, and that he ought to be worshipped."
Amen. Of course.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. So for those of you who are listening, as we always do at the end of our program, we're asking in specifics. We're saying, listen, we are out there 24/7 literally doing that which needs to be done. It's crazy around here sometimes, the point of, wow, we got to, you know, maybe stop and eat something here as we're going along with the day. But for those of you who are out here listening and say, listen, I love you guys, I support what you guys do, we're asking you to simply show us your love and demonstration, to say, listen, I love what you do, but you know what? I can support what you do too as well. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, those sons and daughters of Liberty, I should say, who become sons and daughters of Liberty this month, who get a free t-shirt, but what's nice about it is you can feel good about what you're giving to, knowing that we're out there making a difference. So many times you turn on the radio or the TV and you hear problems, problems. I've heard people say, I just can't watch the news anymore because it's just too depressing. I just can't even turn it on. Listen, we don't want to ignore the problem. We don't want to bury our head in the sand and say, if we see a tsunami coming, say, well, hopefully it'll just save my house. Yeah. No, we've got a job to do. If the roof is leaking, you can't just say, well, just put a bucket down here and hope it goes away. You got to get on top of the roof and you got to fix it. The Lord has given us the tools that we need to fix it. We just follow his word, the Bible and the Constitution.
We know what the problems are. Let's deal with them and bring forth the answer.
Exactly. So we're here to plug the hole, and we're asking that you help us plug that hole.
Did you like that?
I do like that.
I like that.
It's
plugging the hole business, too.
Plugging the hole.
I mean, it's like if the Titanic was going down, you don't just look at it and say someone else will take care of the problem.
Exactly. If it's going down, there's a big hole. We don't want to get a committee, you know, set up lawn chairs on top of the Titanic and say, let's discuss
that hole a little bit.
How big do you suppose that hole is? How long do you think before the hole is going to sink? No, let's just get off our butts and go fix the hole.
The hole's not going to sink. How big is that hole, and how long is it before we sink?
Before we sink. You got my... Thanks for clarifying.
I love this. This is why you're here.
What I'm saying is, you know...
You make me shine like a diamond. I got to be careful.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we don't sit around and form a committee talking about how big the hole is, and, you know, just debating about it. No. If we really love our country, and we really love the ship that we're on, we're all going to say, oh, we better get off our butts and quickly go patch that hole and work together. We need to do this thing together. So if you go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can make a donation. If you scroll down a little bit more, when you go on the homepage there, you'll see Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. That will take you through four easy steps and ways that you can become a son or daughter of Liberty, or call us at 1-866-233-0747.
There's a fun show. I want to talk more about this tomorrow. We've got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, friends. Deeds, not words, said George Washington, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.